다쳐버 넌 다쳐버
Let's go.
You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
Interesting letter. Just want to get Dr. Annandale on as well. So Sandy is down, eh? Hello?
Yeah, okay, sure.
So I just want to ask you this. This is a letter that over the weekend appeared in the Sunday papers. It's by Dr. Herman Edeling, who's a neurosurgeon. He said the following. I just want to get your opinion about this. He wrote a letter to the president. He said the first point, the coronavirus PCR test is non-specific and it yields false positive results as it has no capacity to differentiate between SARS-CoV-2 and a variety of viruses that cause flu or the common cold. This has finally been acknowledged by the CDC. We have declared that PCR testing will be withdrawn in December 2021. He said logically, therefore, published statistics about COVID-19 positive cases, hospitalization and deaths are overstated to a degree that cannot be determined. So we don't know how many people actually had COVID because the PCR test is non-specific.
I think maybe there's bits of truth to that, but the reality is that, I mean, I don't think that it is he's treating COVID-19 patients. If you treat a COVID-19 patient, you will not have any doubt that COVID-19 X-ray exists. So yes, we do have some false positive and false negative, but I don't think it's just a small number of the cases.
Mm.
So there's no truth into it, actually.
So, but what he says is we're not quite sure how many people actually have COVID because, you know, there's no certain way to determine this.
Well, the issue that there are people, that young people that had COVID and have no symptoms. So they realize that, yes, he's right. We're not so sure, but it's not really linked to the PCR test because everybody with the COVID, most of them have not been tested. If you got no symptoms, you are not tested. So we might have extra power, half of the population being infected with COVID.
Mm.
But those who come to the healthcare facility, those who seek help, are people that we have tested. And of course, yes, few minority of them will have positive, false positive or false negative.
Mm. Dr. Annandale, we don't really know how many people, this is according to this letter, your opinion, we don't know how many people actually have had COVID or currently have COVID.
But I think all medical people that work with COVID will agree that I think the figures are totally underestimated and not overestimated. At some stage, our laboratories were so overflowed with tests that they actually, we've got a small facility here, that actually it was only the people that was admitted to hospital that was tested, that were tested, and the rest were advised to self-isolate. So, again, I think people working with the disease, people seeing, one of the important things of medicine is that we start recognizing specific patterns. And by seeing that patterns, we start making diagnoses. So if you work with COVID patients, you start recognizing a pattern. And as my colleague said, you know when it's COVID. Even regardless with tests, you can actually precede a test and make a diagnosis.
Yeah.
So I think that's a very simple way of putting it, that, you know, we have no idea what's going
now,
on.
To a certain degree, we've answered this one, but I'm just taking it from the doctor's letter. This is Dr. Herman Edeling, who wrote this letter to the president. He said the coronavirus mRNA vaccines are the product of experimental scientific research that has not met accepted international standards to be declared safe or effective in animal or human subjects. This is why they have not been approved for use in human subjects, but have been released under emergency use. He's saying they have not been approved for use in human subjects.
They've just been approved. I think I'm not sure which one of the two, Moderna or Pfizer.
It's
and
Pfizer.
The other one is about to be approved.
Yeah.
The work on the mRNA vaccines has been going on for, I think the initial ones already started in the 1980s. They worked on that again in the 1990s. With the SARS and the MERS that was mentioned previously, they worked on that as well, but then the virus went away. So your common flu virus is an mRNA vaccine. So no, it's a false perception. It's been worked on for a very, very long time.
Okay. Doctor, you said Pfizer has just been approved.
Yes, with FDA.
And I think Moderna, they're about to approve that as well, if I'm not mistaken.
So just in case someone missed it, so people keep on asking me, do you still need the vaccine if you have antibodies?
Yes, you need the vaccine because, as I explained before in the show, that when you have natural, let's say you got infected with COVID, your immune system, yes, will win within 3 to 6 months. So the vaccine is going to act as a booster to protect your adaptive immune system and also mucosal immunity. So you will be better protected when you have both of them than having a single.
Okay, so here's another one. A lot of people with diseases, some people have autoimmune disease, people who have a history of CVST. The question is, is it safe to get the vaccine if I have a certain ailment? What diseases should you sort of, if you have this, don't take the vaccine? Do we know?
I got these questions often. The question that, I think it's a very good question. Now, if you got autoimmune disease or previous blood clots or, let's say, lung issues, there's no contraindication from you getting vaccines. But however, let's say you got autoimmune disease, you're getting what you call biological, or you're getting a corticosteroid more than 20 milligrams per day. That means you might need if you're getting Pfizer, not only 2 doses, you might need 3 dosages because your immune system is weaker. And that means the amount of vaccine increases how often do you get it. So it means you get about three vaccines injection instead of 2 because two argue your immune system. But also it's very important to talk to your doctor.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you're getting rituximab. So it means they must delay it before you get your vaccine. Mm. Yeah.
Dr. Annandale, you agree?
I agree. And you must also, I've got an autoimmune disease. I've got MS. I've got my vaccine. You must remember that getting the true infection is going to be much worse than getting the immunization. So if you balance the two against each other, it's a no-brainer. Get the immunization.
All right. Is your Frau Bonfert?
Yes. No. So I have a question. So Rian was talking earlier about the fact that, like, a lot of doctors have been saying that we will have to get a vaccination every year, like the flu vaccine. I don't take the flu vaccine every year. I've taken it once and never again. Is this something that I need to literally be considering, that I have to do this every year?
I think the body will have a better memory. So if probably... Yes, they're saying that you might need a third vaccine. Every year you might need a booster. You know, I don't think it's probably going to be for everybody. I mean, for young people, probably they'll have better immunity. Probably might be for people with severe comorbidities, people with autoimmune getting immunological therapy. Then they might need a booster. But until then, so far, probably there's no need for that. But we'll see as time goes on. And obviously, once more robust data has come out saying that maybe your immunity win out completely, you might need a booster vaccine. Mm-hmm. I know with flu, people are getting flu injections, but there are majority of people who even don't get them, but they're fine. So maybe initial vaccine pro is very important. Booster, we'll cross that bridge once we're there.
Dr. Annandale, we're going to need to take a jab every year. Your opinion?
Well, it depends. The one thing that the corona has taught us, that it can change shape very quickly, and that may mean it may get more dangerous, or it may be a more infectious virus, or it may burn itself out. So I agree, we'll have to wait and see. But I think with time, there's a lot of coronaviruses going around. So hopefully with time, we will sort of build our own inherent immunity.
But
for the time being, I think one must consider a booster very strongly.
Okay, so doctors, the big one, ivermectin. Oh, yes, see. the amount of people that said to me, and Dr. Edling, back to him as well, who said, you know, there are other cheaper, better ways of treating and preventing COVID than the vaccine. Dr. Taban, is that like ivermectin? That's one example.
Is ivermectin cheaper? The answer is no. Cheaper according to what? If it works, then maybe yes. But if it doesn't work, then probably it's not cheaper. Even if you have to spend R1 for it, it's still a value of money. So you need to spend for something that works. In my opinion, based on the research and based on the evidence that are available currently, it does not support that ivermectin has role in treatment of COVID-19. And that's really easy as that. So there's no role for it. I have never used it. And I mean, as I said, and also Critters Care Hospital also has mentioned previous on the previous article newspaper, we see more patients who are on ivermectin that are dying, that are in ICU, that got severe COVID, compared to those who have been vaccinated. So for me, no.
Dr. Anando.
I agree in capital letters.
No. Do you also see people with ivermectin in your hospital?
Yes, they joke and say all the farmers from Malmesbury end up in ICU because they take ivermectin.
I think that's a firm no. Stay away from ivermectin.
For the time being, definitely, yes.
For the time being. So we also need to stress it, and I think Dr. Taban mentioned it earlier as well, if you put COVID up against the vaccine and the possible side effects, et cetera, rather take your chances with the vaccine. Hey, Dr. Anadol?
I agree with that again. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Dr. Taban?
I think absolutely. It's not a brainer at first place.
Take the vaccine. What is it?
Sorry, one last question. Dr. Ananda, if I am pregnant, can I take the vaccine?
Yes. It's safe for breastfeeding and for pregnant women. So, yeah, please take it. It's not going well with pregnancy. We've had one or two patients that got extremely sick. We actually lost one mother because of COVID that was not immunized. So, yes, again, the immunization doesn't penetrate your cells. It only stimulates your immune system. It's not going to cross the placenta and move into the baby. So get your immunity in order if you can. So both breastfeeding and pregnancy is safe for immunization.
Dr. Anadol, thank you so much. As usual, you're wonderful. Thank you for being so knowledgeable and being available for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity, Rian. I really appreciate that. And I hope people will can't wait to go and rush and get the immunizations tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Doctor. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My dear Dr. Taban, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's always lovely having you on. You must get like a regular slot on Jacaranda, I think. Eh?
Wow, I forgot some job, you know that.
Listen, I hear Dr. Taban's book is, what was it, like number one for how many weeks?
It's been almost 7 weeks.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
See.
And I want to say thank you to South Africa. Thank you guys for the support. That's been amazing. Yeah.
And it's a wonderful book. Go get it. Dr. Taban's book is available. Thank you for your time, Doctor. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me. It's been awesome. I hope everybody will get vaccinated as soon as possible. Please don't delay. Let's all get vaccinated so that we can be, we will probably not wear masks again, so that we can see our faces again.
Amen.
Let's go.
Just a dry, soft, testy comment you make.
Face it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Rian. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.